This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Pope John Paul consecrated the world's largest Christian church nearly 15 years ago. It's located in Yamoussoukro, the capital of Ivory Coast. In a nation where most people live in extreme poverty, the Basilica of Our Lady of Peace cost an estimated $200 million. Once completed and saddled with huge maintenance costs, President Félix Houphouët-Boigny gave the towering basilica to the Vatican. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
Looking north from the slums of Yamoussoukro, the aluminum dome of the Basilica Notre-Dame de la Paix rises up like an alien spaceship, hovering over the deeply rutted, garbage-strewn streets. Modeled after St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, the Greco-Roman building could hold 18,000 people, although now it only attracts a small fraction of that number. The outdoor verandas and closely manicured gardens can accommodate another 200,000, or more than twice the population of the city.
We have that one in 14 glass windows. These represent the wall of the Bible in pictures from the Old Testament to the New.
Conne Baudelaire, a volunteer at the Basilica, says all of the stained glass was custom-made in France. The marble floors came from Italy. The building is strikingly European, as are the biblical figures in its stained glass windows. The Virgin Mary is blonde, with a long, thin nose. The only African in the scenes is Félix Houphouët-Boigny himself. The former president prays at the foot of Jesus in a tableau of Palm Sunday. Houphouët-Boigny spared no expense on his basilica. A team of 1,500 laborers toiled on the building night and day for 3 years. Circular, Star Trek-esque elevators rise from the ground floor to the upper balcony. There's a helicopter landing pad in case visiting dignitaries happen to drop in for mass. The wooden pews are individually air-conditioned to fend off Yamoussoukro's oppressive equatorial heat.
Je pense que c'est un projet.
Father Stan Skuza, a Polish priest and the director of the basilica, says the Vatican had nothing to do with the design or construction of the church. Many in Yamoussoukro, however, recount a tale, possibly apocryphal, of how the Pope tried to get Houphouët to make his basilica just slightly smaller than St. Peter's in Rome, but the archetypal African big man wanted the biggest Catholic church on the planet. This in a country where less than a third of the population is Christian. About 30-40% of Ivorians are Muslims, and many others follow indigenous faiths. Father Skuza says the Pope agreed to open the basilica and take ownership of the huge church under the condition that the basilica provides social services to the poor. One of the first things that we are going to start, and I hope very soon, Father Skuza says, is the construction of the hospital. But despite having been opened almost 15 years ago, the basilica still hasn't gotten around to building the hospital or any of the other ambitious social projects Pope John Paul wanted it to undertake. Yamoussoukro was Houphouët-Boigny's hometown. Until he decided to make it the capital of the Ivory Coast, it was just a small African village set in the hot, wet jungle 200 miles northwest of Abidjan. Bayi Seri, a professor of history at the University of Kokodi in Abidjan, says Houphouët's transformation of Yamoussoukro from a malarial backwater into a capital city was similar to the pharaohs building pyramids in Egypt.
The city was his way of opening the doors of history for himself.
During the 1980s, however, when Houphouët was building his basilica, critics inside and outside of the Ivory Coast said he was wasting the country's money. At that time, the country's foreign debt had ballooned by 300%. Economic growth had collapsed. Abidjan was plagued with regular power outages, and much of the nation lived in abject poverty. Professor Seri says Houphouët had grand ambitions for Côte d'Ivoire and for Africa, and the construction of the basilica was a manifestation of that.
His point was that if we had to wait for all of us to fill our bellies before we start building something big, well, that time might never come. You see, in spite of the limitations, in spite of the fact that we are an underdeveloped country, we can build something great that can speak to the entire world.
But since a failed coup attempt in 2002, Yamoussoukro has stagnated even further. It's close to the front line that divides the rebel-held north of the country and the government-controlled south. Now, inside the largest Catholic church in the world, pews that can hold 18,000 people attract at the most a few hundred for Sunday Mass. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.